Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Artists Helping Artists. We are the number one art show on Blog Talk Radio. This is Leslie Seda and I have my co-host Margaret Sheldon on the line. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Why are you laughing?
Because when you said, when you introduced me, I had this urge to go, wahoo, which I suppressed until you said that. But here we are. Wahoo. I feel like I was just everything. There's so much going on right now. I'm a little overwhelmed, but you know,
yeah, I agree.
I guess it's to be
kind
expected.
Of that, I mean, we neither one of us have kids in school, but all the people who are dealing with end of school or finals or college graduations or all that stuff happening right now is completely insane. Completely insane.
Yep.
So I don't even have any of that, and it's still wild.
Well, toss planning a wedding in there. You'll really have a party.
Hey, our wedding is a year from tomorrow. How's that?
Well, get ready. I will give you my cheat sheet. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it does take on a life of its own. That's all I can say. This morning I was going over AHA notes, listening to musicians off of my iPad and trying to, you know, get my daughter to tell me what she likes. So, you know, good luck. Be glad that you're the mother of the groom. Enjoy every moment.
Oh, yes.
Somebody else is working hard. So, all right. How's your Instagram going?
It's going really well. It's a little crazy right now. I've got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of blog hops. Do you know what a blog hop is?
I don't.
A blog hop is when you join up with maybe 5, 6, 8 other bloggers. You all have the same theme, and on the same day, you all launch this blog hop. Like, say it's like 4th of July related, which is not what I'm doing, but
okay.
Just that as an example. Then each person does a post on their blog, and then you recommend that people go from one blogger to another on hop kind of around these blogs to get lots of creative ideas.
Oh, what fun.
So it's
like
really fun.
A sort of a mutual benefit there because you're sharing whoever's
completely
on the blog. Oh,
mm-hmm.
That's great.
It's really fun.
Okay.
And it's great way
to
kind
of
get your – yeah, and artists should do that all the time. Artist blog hops would be a great idea, especially if you pair up with bloggers that are different styles. I think it would be awesome. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, just saying. And I have
anybody
a bunch
wants
of
to do
collaborations
it,
and projects and, oh, my gosh,
of
it's completely crazy. But that's okay.
I love it. At least it's all
good.
Positive. At least, you know what, there's no broken bones, although I did have a visit from grandchildren that resulted in 5 out of the 6 of us being ill, but that's another story. I mean, it's all good stuff that's keeping us busy, and I guess that's something we can only be happy about.
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were in Dallas for almost a week, and that was super fun, and then we stopped for 30 minutes in Waco, so that counts to me like a day in Waco, and then we went to Austin, so it was fun. It was hot, but it was lovely.
Oh, my goodness. Well, welcome home.
Freezing
Is
cold
it a-
here.
Let's do
raining.
Our weather report. Is it 100 degrees in Pasadena?
No, it's like 60. It is so friggin' cold.
Oh.
And it's like drizzling again. It's unbelievable.
Oh.
I'll look
yeah,
and
you
tell
guys
it's
don't
exactly
know what to do
60.
With that.
Yeah, exactly 60. But this weekend, it's going to be 88 if that's any consolation. It's terrible. Yeah, so anyway, it's all good. Okay, well, let's talk about today's show. One of the things that's really frustrating about Instagram, I think for a lot of people, is that you can pretty much really only do it on your phone or your tablet. Meaning, you can look at your Instagram, you can add comments on your computer, but if you want to post or if you want to do Insta stories, you have to be on your phone or tablet. And that's hard for a lot of people. It's harder. There are so many times when I wish I could just go to my computer. It would be so much easier. So as we all get more involved in Instagram, which, as you know, it's completely taken over my life, which is super scary. But I think we all agree it's a great place to promote your art. There's no doubt. It's amazing. So today, Margaret and I are going to share 20 features or hacks that some of them I'm pretty sure you know about, but a lot of them I think you probably don't. And these are just little things that I tend to use like every day. And the best way to listen to this show is to have your phone out in front of you in your Instagram app, because otherwise it's going to be a little hard, I think, to kind of understand where we're talking about. Now, two things I want you to know. If you open your Instagram, on the bottom, you'll see a house, a bubble, a plus sign, a heart, and a little person. Two of the areas where you typically go are home. That's obviously the home. And then the one with the person on the other side is called your profile page. And so just know what those are called. The little bubble, obviously, is to do a comment. The plus sign is to create a post. And the heart is has to do with likes. So I just wanted to make sure.
I already have a question. The little bubble isn't to do a comment. I thought that was search.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm totally spacing. Hello, thank you. It is search. Thank you very much. Don't listen to what I say.
What have I done wrong?
No, it's totally search. Sorry.
Oh, good.
So
so
the heart is comments and likes, and you can kind of go back and forth between all of these, but if we say something about going to your profile, that means click on the little person on the far bottom right. If we said go to your home screen, that's the little house.
Okay, perfect.
When you're on your profile, that's where you find how many posts you've done, how many followers, how many people you're following. It has your highlighted stories, which is really important because it's a way to save your stories longer than 24 hours. And some of the terminology kind of helps. So the first thing is I follow almost 3,000 people. And I have, of those 3,000 people, probably 50 people that I really want to see what they post. And because of this wacky algorithm that Instagram has, which is not necessarily a bad thing, before the algorithm took place, Instagram used to show you posts based on what was the most recent, and that was the only way. Now, Instagram has an algorithm that if anyone could figure out, they'd make a gazillion dollars, but it's very secret, and the algorithm determines what you see. And a lot of it's based on what's popular. It's based on how many people that you follow reacted to their feed. But there's one way you can beat the algorithm in what you see. And it's really nice way that you can choose to get a notification every time a specific user posts a new photo. And all you have to do is turn on notifications. So to do that, you want to visit a particular user's profile. So on your phone, just go and type someone in. You'll pop up their profile, and you'll see right next to the name of their Instagram, three little dots. If you just tap those three little dots down at the bottom, it'll say turn on post notifications or turn off post notifications, depending upon whether you already have
it
turned on. Yeah. And if you turn them on, it means that every time they post, you're going to override the algorithm. And yes, in fact, you are going to be able to see or receive a notification that they've posted. It's a great thing. Now, if you don't go on your phone for 3 days, it's not like you're going to go on Instagram and 8,000 things are going to come up. You will probably miss it. But if you're on Instagram or when you go back to Instagram, it's going to be a higher priority in your feed. And there's a way bigger likelihood that you'll actually see what they post. And you can turn that on for what they post, and you can also turn it on for Instagram stories. So if there's people you don't want to miss, you should do that. But don't hesitate on your feed to say, hey, if you really enjoyed my feed and if you want to see what I'm posting, be sure and turn your post notifications on to follow me. And
that's a great idea.
Like once a month, I'll post something like that. I'll typically do it on stories because then you can do multiple slides and you can, you know, show them how to do it with an arrow and exactly. Because I think a lot of people don't even know that this feature exists. And if you have people that are following you and have their notifications on, there's a much higher likelihood that they'll actually see what you're doing.
That's great. Okay.
So does that make sense?
Well, It does. It does. You know what? I feel like there's so many triple dots and things on this Instagram page here and there. And it's always worth clicking on them because you learn how it works. I mean, it's okay to experiment, I guess.
And on
point.
That note, Margaret, right. Most of the things I've learned on Instagram, I've stumbled upon. Occasionally,
right?
People have told me things that I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't know that was there. I just had to swipe up. But
yeah,
there's a lot
to
learn.
Oh, it's good. Well, good. This is a shortcut for everyone then, a shortcut lesson. Here's another one, how you can see all of the posts you've liked in the past, which is something that I was really curious about because I, like you, Leslie, am pretty generous in my likes. You know, I go through and if there's something I like, I'll double tap it so that it gets the red heart and I give them a like. I figure, why not? But if you want to see what it is that you've liked all at once in one place, all you have to do is go to your own profile, which, again, you can do at the bottom right where the picture is, and click the options button. And I found that by going, you know, where it says promote and then edit profile, at the far right, there's a gear. And if you touch the gear and you scroll down, it'll give you the, what is it called, the line that says posts you've liked. It also gives you about 20 other things that I had no idea were there until I opened it this morning. And I was like, oh, look at this. You can set up two-factor authentication. You can look at who you've blocked. I mean, there's all sorts of things you can do here, but posts you've liked comes right up on the, I'd say, in the first 10. Like, so you can see it without having to scroll once you go to that little gear icon and tap it. And if you're like me, somehow an hour of your life will disappear because you're going to start looking at what all of these other things are you can do. But that's the way you find out every post you've ever liked.
And the reason you want to do that, how many times have you been on Instagram and you spent an hour trying to find a post that you saw that you can't find, you don't know where
so
it is?
Much.
If you
right.
do this, you can see one that you've liked and you'll find it like in 1/100th of the time.
That's
which is
funny.
Really important. But you mentioned
yeah.
something, Margaret, that I can't believe I didn't put in this, and I'm going to add it right now. Two-factor authentication
yeah.
is so important. I know two people in the last month who lost their Instagram accounts because they were hacked. Neither one of
no
them
kidding.
Had... Yeah. Can you imagine if that happened? I would be in, like, massive depression. And one of them said, I didn't have two-factor authentication, and I should have had it because this wouldn't have happened. Now, this gal still has not heard back from Instagram, so I keep hoping that when she does, they will be able to fix her account because I know they don't actually get erased. Turn that on. And two-factor authentication only means if someone tries to sign on from another place or if they try to change something like your password, you will automatically be sent to your phone or your email or however you set it up a warning, and it'll say, oh, we're going to send you a code and then put the code in order to make that change. Well, if they don't have your phone and they're in Russia or somewhere trying to hack your account, they can't do it. So it's a huge protectant, and it's really important. Really, really important.
That is great. I just
yeah.
did it. And it's very clever the way they help you out with things like backup codes and they
yeah,
yeah this is a
oh,
good
yeah.
thing.
They give
to
you
do.
A
Everyone
whole list of codes that you have that you can use. And
isn't that great?
Yeah. It's really important.
Yeah.
So okay, the next thing that okay, I didn't even know you could do this, just so you know. I figured you probably could, but it never occurred to me to do it. How's that sound? And that's to share your story to your profile. Now, hopefully, if you're on Instagram, you're using Instagram stories because, to me, my profile is where I have all my pretty pictures. My story is that kind of behind-the-scenes real life, and I can't tell you how many people now only go to stories and don't even go to your feed. It's weird how popular it's become. So if you're not doing stories, you need to do that, and we did a show on that, just so you know. But you can now, if you do a really great story, you can actually save it to your profile. And all you do is open up your story, and you'll see at the bottom right-hand corner, those three little dots.
And if you click
on them,
are.
I know. And if you click on them, there's an option to share as a post. And so you click on that, and you can add filters, tags, a caption, whatever you want, and you can post it as you normally would. And so your stories becomes a post. And I think the more
That's
video you
clever.
Use on your feed, which I don't really do, it's really important. So, yeah, that is something I highly recommend people to do, and you are going to see me do that.
Well, I posted my first story last week. I have to admit, I definitely got more likes for doing it. I just thought it was fun. I mean, there's something nice about doing something that's kind of fresh. So I'll get brave.
That only lasts for 24 hours.
I know, but I did highlight it, so it is on my page. I was smart enough to highlight it. But I think we all struggle with this, right? What is sort of video worthy? And this is one of my basic rules, I think, in the art world. Think about what it is you like seeing. And, you know, I love the process ones. I love when someone shows me a video of the art store they're in or the place that they're painting, or when you walk through the flea market, I feel like I'm there. I'm always like, if I could whip my neck around and look at some of the things you walk by, so I think that may be the best way for me personally to approach it. But that's my next goal, get a video on there.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, okay, our next point is that with Instagram, you can find out how your story is actually performing. And, I mean, come on, if you're going to post it, you want to know how it's doing, right? So there's a little known feature that Leslie dug up, and you can find out who's actually watched your story. So what you do is you open it, and you're able to just swipe up on the screen, and Instagram is going to show you the number of views, so how many times someone's actually looked at it, and it'll also show you the names of the people who have seen each of the posts. It doesn't?
No, it doesn't. No, it does not show you the names of the people. Sorry.
You know what mine showed me? It showed me the image of them, like their profile picture.
What?
Yeah. See, this might be the difference between like a low-key little account like mine and a fancy one like yours, but it's true. When I look at my sort of story and I look for the, because I went into the highlighted story, I suddenly saw the icon.
Okay, let me see. You went into a highlighted one. Let me try that.
I did.
Okay, let me see. Keep talking.
You're learning on the job. Well, I thought it was amazing because I wondered why, you know, so-and-so's icon was down there, and it was only sort of retrospectively that
I
realized
about the one
they reflect it.
Okay, yeah, so you're right. They on the highlighted ones, they do. My bad. But on the current ones,
it's really
fun. Yeah.
Oh, too bad. Well, I love seeing, at the highlighted one of mine, it says, seen by, I'll say it, 107 people, and it shows me images of the ones I know. So it's kind of fun.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
I see Dreama.
It does.
You know, I see Dreama, and I feel like I'm a rock star.
You are.
I figure if Dreama told Terry is looking at something I posted, woo, it's a good day.
That is great. No, it's kind of fun to see who watches them.
Cool.
So that only you can only do that if you have your story in highlights, which means you've saved it to be there forever.
Okay.
Which is super cool. That's great. But you can also see other things too, other than who's seen it, right?
What else is available?
You can display then. Okay, so let me just show you. If I go so go to a current story. You probably already have one, right? So if you go to a current story and you swipe up on it, you can see how many interactions, how many replies, how many accounts were reached with this story, how many impressions, where the navigation ones was, a lot of information.
Oh, look at that.
And if you put a click in your story, you can see how many people clicked it.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. So,
now, wonder we have artists that are selling $10,000 paintings. You can really use this tool.
You really can. Yeah, you really can.
Yeah.
So there's just so much information there that if you don't look at highlights, it's crazy. And I'm going to give you another example. If you're on your profile page, click on one of your posts that you've done.
Okay.
If you have a business account, it says View Insights. Do you see that?
I do not have a business account.
Oh, Margaret, you're crazy. You have to have a business. What?
But I don't have, don't you have to have 10,000 followers?
No, 10,000 followers is only if you want to be able to have the swipe up feature. Everyone should have a business account, and I'll tell you why. Okay, you do. So do you, if you go to one of your previous posts, do you see View Insights underneath the picture?
I do, yes.
Click on it.
Yep.
You're going to get a little screen that's going to show you how many likes. Touch that little screen and swipe it up.
Right.
You can see how many people visited your profile. You can see how many followers you got from this.
How many website clicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see a lot of really great information.
You know what
I pretty much
it tells you? How many people you reached who hadn't been following you. Which
yes.
Means, yeah, that's huge. How effective was it at getting
you can
new
learn.
Followers?
So if you post on your account pictures of your paintings, pictures of your studio, when you're out painting, progress shots, you can look back and see of those four different types of posts, which ones are doing the best. How important is that information? It's so important.
Yeah. That's
so
great.
Number one,
it all
switch to a free business account, so then you can have that. Now, when you switch, it doesn't go back. So switch now because it'll start tracking the data from today on. If that makes sense.
Mhm.
Yeah. So
it's really good.
Pretty important. Okay. Now, I want to make sure you know how to save a draft on an Instagram post, because if you don't know how to do that, I can't
now.
Even imagine. Do you know how to do that, Margaret? I'm just curious.
Well, yes, because I read the notes and I went through and did it, but I didn't know, truthfully.
Okay, so when you create an Instagram post, because here's what happens. You have a great picture, you start writing the post, and then like the phone rings or the doorbell rings, or you have to get in the car and drive and you can't finish it, right?
Right.
There is a way to save a draft, and it is so important to be able to know that, because I have right now in my phone, let me look. I have 6 drafts of posts that are ready to go that because I post twice a day, if I'm somewhere in enough time, I just pick one of those and boom, it's done. How nice is that?
Okay.
So
that's
what you
great.
Do is you click on the little plus sign at the bottom, like you're going to create a post. And then you find a picture and you click on that picture that you're going to use, and then you click next, and you can use a filter if you want, and then you can write a caption. Pardon?
I said of course, because we all have the filters.
I know. And then you go to the next screen. You have to type something in. You can. I always, if I just know I want to use the photo, I'll type in test.
Okay.
Just so I have, because you can't save it if you don't have one word typed in. Okay?
Okay.
So when you type in whatever, you can type your whole post, you just click on okay. Now, you have an option to share it. Well, you don't want to share it. It's not a good time. It's not done, whatever. So instead of that, you press the little back arrow at the top, and then you press it again. And when you press it for the second time, you get an option to save a draft, discard, or cancel. And if you save the draft, it's saved.
And
so
then how do you find the draft?
I was just going to mention that.
Oops.
If you're back on your profile screen and you click the plus button, you're going to see a big picture at the top, and then the next little row is going to say drafts.
Oh,
and any saved
awesome.
Drafts are right
there.
Now, if you want, like mine says manage 7, so it only shows 4, so if I click on manage, it'll show all 7. And I can pick one of those, and I can edit it, and I can post it, or I can edit it and just save it. But it's a really important thing to be able to know how to do, because it's just sometimes you're like stuck in a backseat of a car for 3 hours. Well, you could write, 15 Instagram posts and be done for the next 3 weeks. And I do that all the time.
Isn't that cool? Very cool.
Yeah, that's really important. It's just a great time management tool.
No kidding. So you have 7 in the queue ready to go whenever you need them.
I do.
That's great.
I do.
Boy. All right.
Because I post twice a day, and sometimes I, look at my clock and it's 4:48, and I'm like, I need to post around 5. Or I'm at a dinner party, and I just can't, so I'll just pull my phone out really quickly.
You run into the ladies' room.
Yeah, exactly. Post my count.
Excuse me, I'll be right back.
Exactly.
That's terrific.
My husband knows exactly what I'm doing, too.
Says,
he busts me every time.
Here she goes. That's funny. All
usually
right.
It's when I visit my parents, because they eat at like 5 o'clock, so I'm always like, oh. So it works out well.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Our next item is that we're going to tell you that you can create story highlights to show the story for longer than a day. Now, I loved that when Leslie wrote this up, Leslie, you said, just like Snapchat, and I instantly got like a shiver in my spine, because my kids, they don't do it anymore, thank God, used to send me Snapchats, and I would get crazy because I'd know that this great photograph was going to pop up, and in a matter of seconds, it was going to disappear forever. And while I fumbled trying to take a screenshot, I'd lose it. So that's the same thing that happens, except after 24 hours, with one of your stories. But it doesn't have to. Just like in Snapchat, posts to your story only stick around for followers to see for 24 hours. But sometimes you have a really great story, or you realize that the traffic is still accumulating. In other words, why take it down when it's getting all this attention? So that's where story highlights come in. And it's a brand new feature by Instagram. And what it does is it allows you to save the stories together in the same space on your profile page. So if you've ever looked, and I don't know how many people study this with quite the leveled eye that you do, Leslie, but again, people need to look at their phones now. If you look at your profile page and you see the new, and I have to say, it took me a while to figure out where this was, but I hit the plus sign, I think it was, on my profile. Is that how I got there, or the gear?
You did. You did. So if you're on your profile page, at the right underneath what it writes about you, it says new, and there's a plus sign. And that's the area where your Instagram stories get saved. And a lot of people have done really pretty things with those, and they have categories where you put things, which I actually have. I did that one day.
Oh.
It took me like hours to figure it out, but I did it.
So all you have to do here in order to save it, right, is you tap that new option.
Mm-hmm.
And you can select any of the past stories that are in your quote-unquote album, right?
Right, yeah.
It allows you to give it – I mean, when you say pretty, you can actually categorize these. Like, you can separate them out. Like, some could be, I don't know, all about painting supplies. Another could be about travel. All right.
Yeah.
And then
others
those
could be demos.
Across.
Others could be plein air. You can put them in a category.
Okay, and they stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're able to remove them. And that was the thing I was most interested in, because sometimes, I mean, we all have things we'd rather remove that we did in the past that we thought were wonderful. Maybe we look at them and we think they're not so wonderful. I do that when I look at the art. You know, really, go into your website, folks. Don't leave up old art if it isn't your very best. But anyway, on stories, I think what you do is you just tap and hold down the story circle that you're interested in, and it will remove it. So removing is very important to me. I can't post unless I know I can remove.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So here is another cool thing about that is you can go when you want to save a highlight, you can save from your current Instagrams that are, you know, within the 24 hours. You can also click on archive, and that's all of your old ones that you haven't maybe, you know, that you haven't saved. And I think it shows you if you've already saved it into your highlights. I believe there's an indication that shows you. So
I have to jump in here. I just went to your My 100-Year-Old Home page, and I can see exactly what you mean. Is you've illustrated it beautifully in terms of these topics. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's much better than anything I could say about the way you should save them in categories. If you just look at My 100-Year-Old Home, a picture truly is worth a thousand words. That's great. It's just
you are so
organized.
Oh. Well, I try to appear that I'm organized.
It works.
But sitting on my desk, I have three piles of stuff. So I'm not that organized, just so you know.
You've been out of town.
That's true. Okay. What if you want to see posts that your friends have liked or commented on? And if you want to, like, if you just want to see, like, who's trending out there, and maybe there's a new artist that you didn't know about, you can actually go to your friends' accounts and see who they're commenting and who they're liking, which is kind of cool, especially if it's someone who's like your mentor that you've picked on Instagram. They don't even know you exist, but they're your mentor, and you want to watch what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great way to do it. Because I think it's really important to know what people are doing out there. And maybe there's, you know, maybe you're looking for, I don't know, someone new to follow, which we do all the time.
Yep.
So it's really easy to do that. What you do is go to your profile page and click on the little heart icon. And there's two pages at the top. One says following and one says you. So it's always going to default to you. So you can see, you know, who's commented on yours and who's liked you and not on all that. But if you click on following, it shows the people that you are following and what they're doing. And it'll show, like, maybe someone liked 8 posts, or it'll say so-and-so left a comment on so-and-so's account, and it shows what the comment was.
Yes.
So it's just kind of a cool way to see what the people that you are following are up to. And
definitely,
if you're just starting out and you want to find your quote-unquote community, if you're following, say, 20 people that you think represent that community, but you want to find more people in the community, this is where you do it. Because you can see of those 20 people you're following, those 20 artists, those 20 gallery owners, whoever they are, you can see who they're commenting and who they're liking. And that's how you grow your community. That's how you find it.
That's great.
Super
really, it's
important.
Like somebody else has done a lot of research, and if they've had success, you can too.
Absolutely.
Oh, that is terrific. All right.
So
I'll
want to stop everybody right now and tell you again, if you're listening to this show, you have to have your phone out with your Instagram. And it's kind of one of those shows that you want to maybe go back and listen to again. But if you don't want to, just write down the topic. So you could write down, see the post your friends recently liked or commented on, and just Google it. And there's going to be 50 people out there telling you how to do it. So it's very important, because otherwise a lot of this is just going to go over your head and you're going to get frustrated.
Right. And the truth is, I have to say, the more you, I don't want to say fool around, but the more you sort of noodle around and understand Instagram, the easier it is to make it work for you. And honestly, it's a lot more fun when you can do more than just look at other people's pictures. So it's definitely worth understanding a little bit about it. Here's one. There is a way to look through pictures without accidentally liking them. Oh, tell me, I haven't done this 100 times, where I'm like scrolling and my scroll, if I don't know, I must stutter kind of scroll, because I'll find out I've liked something that I didn't mean to like that. It's pretty easy to do that without really intending to. So it's also easy to fix it. And here's the Instagram cheat of the day. To look through someone's photos without, like, having, you know, double tap paranoia, and accidentally liking something and having them say, Leslie Sada suddenly looking here. Scroll through Instagram feeds with your phone set to the airplane mode. And with, I'm assuming everyone knows how to do that. You just swipe up on, if it's an iPhone, you just swipe up on it, and it gives you that option at the top left where you connect to the internet and Bluetooth. It gives you the little plane mode, and that's all you need to do. If you, I should say, the pictures won't load in the first place if you start out and you're in airplane mode. So open up to what it is you want to scroll through, whoever's account it is you're interested in, and let the feed, you know, tap on it so that it'll load those posts. Once you've got the images, then turn on airplane mode and you can scroll to your heart's content.
Mm-hmm.
When you reach the end of the first row of posts and you want more, all it is a tap. Just tap it so that you're back, you know, you can go in and out of airplane mode, literally. It's so simple. It's probably the easiest thing you can do on your iPhone, or I'm sure on an Android as well. But you just let more load, then turn it off again and keep going. It may sound like that's a lot of work, but it's certainly worth it if you're worrying about double tapping without meaning to. So let me go through this. Turn on airplane mode in the iPhone, and I know some people use their iPads to swipe up. You can go to settings, or you can use the quick swipe up on your home screen and switch into airplane mode. To do it on an Android, we actually have directions for that too. Thank you, Leslie. Swipe down from the top of the screen, and then all you have to do is swipe from right to left until you see settings. When settings appears, just touch it, and then just touch airplane mode. That's all it takes. And I don't know. I think it's worth it because it kind of gives you that freedom to just explore and see what really successful
mm-hmm.
accounts are doing. It's not for
yep.
snooping. It's for research.
That's right. Okay, the next thing is some tips on what to do with good and bad comments, mostly bad. So sometimes
okay.
you want to control your comments. So there are ways that you can kind of make some preset options on your comments. So what you want to do is go to your profile page. And remember Margaret told you about the little gear icon right
mm-hmm.
next to your picture, right underneath how many followers you have. There's promote, edit profile, and then there's the little gear icon. So you press that, and then you want to click on comment controls, which is like the second screen down. Click on comment controls. Okay. This is where you need to know that you can change who you get comments from, block comments from particular people if you want to. You can have an automatic filter of hide offensive comments, which I have turned on. And I think
so
that's
do I.
Yeah, and it probably
said,
just hides it hides comments with bad words, basically.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But there is a manual filter where you can have keywords that if it's found in a comment, it won't post it. It'll hide it. So let's say, I don't know. I'm trying to think of an example of a keyword that you wouldn't want someone to bring up. Okay, let's say you were Ted Kennedy and you wanted to hide the keyword Chappaquiddick. In case anyone made a comment about that, you could put that in, and anyone that mentioned Chappaquiddick, the comment would be hidden. That's just such a random example. But I was trying to think of someone who had it.
Sure.
So
sure. Oh,
there
that's
may
great.
Yeah. So it's kind of important to know that you can do that with comments. If you want to delete a comment, just go into your comments
mm-hmm.
and swipe left. If you swipe left gently, then you can click the delete. If you swipe left hard, it'll just delete it. That's the easiest way. Now, if you want to turn off your comments entirely, so I don't know if there's just a reason for doing that. I'm not sure what exactly that would be. You can't turn them off for your whole Instagram. You can turn them off for a particular post. And so what you do as you're creating the post, select your picture, collect or write like a little comment, and then click the next button. And when you get to that next mm-hmm. button, there's a little area that says advanced. I can't remember what it says, advanced something. Click on that, and that's where you can turn off comments for that particular post.
I think it's advanced settings. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's advanced settings, right. Then you can turn if you want to. And there may be a reason for that, or there maybe there won't be. It depends. So, but I've noticed that sometimes I'll be on someone's Instagram and I can't post a comment, and I'll message them, and they're like, oh, geez, how did I turn that off? So a lot of times if I see it, I'll let them know because I don't think they meant to do it. But
yeah. Oh, that's great, though.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. Well, this next one is probably my favorite of the morning, which is we're going to tell you how to clear your Instagram search history. And we swear this blog post, this whole business is not about how to convince people that you're not like creeping them on Instagram. You know, you're not Snoopy, you're not doing that. But, you know, if you think about it, I hope everyone out there clears their search history on their computer every now and then, you know, whether you're using Explorer, Safari, whatever. It's a really important habit to get into. You know, it's kind of like we all have enough information out there. And now that we know nothing is sacred, it's a good idea to kind of clean things up as you go along. So let's talk about doing it on Instagram, because there's a really easy way. To clear your Instagram search history, you go to your own profile, you click that options button, which I know on the iPhone or iPad is the gear icon. It looks like a little cog. And then on an Android, it's the three dots. What you do is you click on that, scroll down, and you'll see that there's a line that says clear search history. And when you're prompted, once you click it, it'll say, you know, the old, are you sure? And you just answer, yes, click, I am sure. And what that does is just wipes everything out, gives you a clean slate. I don't know. I just think this is probably one of the things that anybody who's into sort of cyber security or privacy would tell you to get into the habit of doing. You know, mm-hmm. you should do it on your phone going into settings. I just think clearing your history is a really smart thing to do wherever you are.
Okay. So. Another thing you can do to save yourself time is if you use the filters on Instagram, you can fine-tune your preferences. So you want to go in, press the plus button like you're going to do a new post, pick the picture, and then when you click next, you come to the option where you have all those little filters, normal, Clarendon, gingham, whatever. Now, if you swipe all the way over to the right, there's a little box mm-hmm. called manage. And if you click on manage, you can, if you want, if you touch one of the filters down, you could move it all the way up to the top so you'll see it first. And you can delete all the ones that you know you will never, ever want to use. Now, you're not really deleting them. You're just not showing them. So if you someday think, oh, shoot, I want to use that other filter, you can go back in and change it. But it's super easy. And it's just a way to save time. So you don't have to every single time swipe through 15 filters to get to the one that you use all the time.
Right, right. That's a good one. I mean, we've talked enough about how important it is to have a nice unified look to your feeds. That's great. Okay. Yeah. You can actually use Instagram as a photo editor without ever having to post anything. Now, there are so many people I know who talk about how they love their Instagram filters. And if you love your Instagram filter and the way you can edit the images, but maybe you're not, you know, really ready to post this particular photo to your account, or maybe you don't want to do it now, or you're not sure if you're ever going to post it, to use Instagram just as an editor, all you need to do is publish a picture while your phone is on airplane mode. Airplane mode is really handy here.
Yeah.
Be sure you have checked save original photo in your Instagram settings before you do this. So have that set up. turn your phone onto that airplane mode, and we gave you the instructions earlier to swipe and do that. Next, all you have to do is follow the usual steps that you would do to post a photo to Instagram. Upload the photo, edit it, clean it up however you like it, and then press share. I know you think I'm crazy when I say that, but what's going to happen is you're going to get an error message. I tried this morning. It's kind of cool. The error message will say the upload failed. You're not surprised because you've got it in airplane mode. It's not connected to anything. But you're going to be able to find that edited image in your, at least in the iPhone, in the photo gallery. I think,
yeah,
do they call
it
a photo gallery on the Android?
Yeah.
So it's like being able to use airplane mode to do what you want without having to go, you know, public with it is a really cool tool.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Okay, another thing,
yeah,
and I'm one of those people who did not know this existed, and someone told me maybe about 6 months ago. So, you know, when you're typing in a post on Instagram and you want to, like,
mm-hmm,
return to the next line or leave, like, a couple lines,
yeah,
open, it's not an obvious place where you find to do that. So if you're in that screen and you're typing, what you have to do is press the 1, 2, 3 button, and then you'll see the return comes up.
There you go.
You would think there would be a return in the keyboard that has the letters, but no. You have to press the 1, 2, 3 button, and there's your return option. And you can return however many times you want. Very
silly.
I
know. I don't know why it's like that, but
I don't either. I think it's they didn't have enough space on it, so they decided to put it there. I have no idea. But most people don't even know it's an option, so now everyone knows it is.
I do it when I want to keep things, again, clean. You know, you just,
yeah,
sort of want to start the sentence on the
right
next line. Well,
mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
here you go. sometimes photos will be online that you've been tagged in. You don't even have to be in the photo sometimes for someone to have tagged you. That's sort of interesting to me. But because sometimes they'll tag, like, your artwork and they'll put your name on it, whatever. But you can hide the photos that you have been tagged in. So if someone tags you in a photo or a video on Instagram, that automatically gets added to your profile under the caption, photos of you. You can opt out, I think, and you can, I just went into it, you can opt to add tagged photos manually. This is more complicated than I want it to be. So to see the posts that you've been tagged in, just go to your profile and click that little person icon right below your bio.
It's the little box. Right.
Person in the little circle. Yes.
Right.
Yes. So you have to tap that. And then what you do is you look for the three dots at the top right of your screen and choose hide photos. You can select any post you want to remove from your profile. And when you're done, when you tap hide photos at the bottom of your screen, it'll prompt you to hide from profile. That sounds like 4 steps, but it's really just a series. It kind of leads you to it. I think the big point here is you should review it and see what it is you're in to start with. So anyway, when you go through all of this and you hide from profile, it will not remove the post itself from Instagram, but it will remove them from your profile. So you can't access it, and neither can anyone else. Does that make any sense at all?
It does.
I'm doing it right now. Does this mean, let me ask you this, Leslie, when you go into photos of you, do you want it always to be on, add them manually?
No.
Should it?
No, I'm
no,
fine.
No, it should
I
be
on
add
on
automatically.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
I'm fine with it. But I do, you know, when someone does tag me in a photo,
you
get that little red number that shows you, and I always click on that and look and see. One time someone was tagging me in every post they did, and it was really irritating because it would pop up and pop up and pop up, and I never responded, so they eventually stopped doing it. But don't tag people in a photo unless there's a reason. Just saying.
Yeah, that's sounds kind
yeah.
of.
Okay, so I'm going to skip ahead a little bit and go to create a collection of saved posts. Now, this to
okay.
me is one of the best things that is an option, which I love. So if you are scrolling through your Instagram, okay, so you click the home button, and it shows you all the posts
mm-hmm.
of all the people that you're following. Right below that post is a little, on the far right, what is that? I guess it's a tag button, or what is? It's like a rectangular. What is that called?
Like I don't know, like a flag or. I don't,
yeah, it looks like a little flag. It's like,
looks like a flag.
Rectangle that has a little cutout at the bottom. How's that for a description? Okay,
good.
So if you tap it, this is how you save a post. But let me tell you what's so cool about this. If you go to that one and you tap it, you have an option to save it to a collection. And you can create collections. So I have collections where I save things. They go into a category. One of them is called New Feeds to Feature. So I may see, like, the most amazing photo, and I'll click on the person's account and go, wow, this account is amazing. I will save that photo
yeah.
into New Feeds to Feature, and occasionally I'll say, hey, this person has no idea that I even know them, but I want you guys to go check out their feed and follow them because they're incredible. And they may have 400 followers. And it's just a way for me to share with all the people that follow me some really great new accounts. I have another one
oh.
called collaborations. So if I see that someone's doing a collaboration with a company and I would think maybe someday I'd want to do that, I save that to that file so I can go through and see who people are working with and reach out to those companies. Make sense?
Yeah.
I have another one
really
called
good.
Wedding. Called Wedding.
Oh.
I have another one called Likes Art. It's someone who does a post saying they just bought a new painting. It means they're like a potential client for my art. I'll save it into that collection. So
it's a way
to be smart about posts that you see that maybe down the road you want to put them in a collection and you can save. So highly recommend you do that.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Really smart.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay. As she said, clearing her throat. One of the biggest frustrations that people have with marketing on Instagram is that clickable URLs aren't allowed anywhere except in that single website box in your bio. So
yeah.
if you put a URL in a photo caption, it appears as plain text, meaning anybody who sees it would have to cut and paste and do all that, and it's just a pain in the neck. So
yeah.
one sneaky way to get people to visit your Instagram profile, which is where that one clickable link is allowed, is to use your photo captions. And you can use those to encourage people to visit your profile for a link. I mean, just say it. Tell them if they go to your profile, they will find links. Then update that one URL. You know, change what it points to. If you've just done a new blog post, that can take people there. You can change it the next day if you've got a new YouTube video, or even if you're trying to sell something, you know, here's this painting, whatever it is. So what you do is you tell them, visit your profile, and when they do, you're going to be actively managing that link. And, you know, you certainly don't have to do it on a daily basis, but I would say keep things relevant and, you know, you can kind of get around this sort of crazy business of only one and only, you know, one and one only on your bio.
Yeah. And the other way, which
working on new things. Yep.
Well, the other way that I've mentioned is by chain that
yeah.
is that one link you get actually using a website called Linktree. And I've mentioned this so many times, you guys, but you can change that link so it goes to Linktree, and when someone clicks on it on Linktree, you can have multiple links. So that
can
way,
I just say, I think Linktree is like the best thing out there. I see so many people using it now, and it just presents the information of what your options are, whether it's
yeah.
to go to a blog, buy a product. I think it's yeah. unparalleled.
It's great. I'll be honest with you, it's a little bit buggy at times. So sometimes I can't get it to open up on my phone and do it. You can actually go to your computer and do it there, which I'll have to do. Sometimes it takes forever to open. I think it's still a little bit in the beta stage, but it's so worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I used to change the top every time to my current post. I just finally said that's dumb. So the top one says go to my blog.
It's a good idea.
Great. Yeah, and it works great.
Yeah.
But there are so – it's just such a great thing. If it's too much for you to do, do exactly what Margaret said, and at least – send people to your profile so they can go to that link. So it's very easy. Okay, the next one is how to remove old posts from your profile without deleting them.
Yeah.
And that's using the archive button. So if you're on your profile and at the very top, it'll have the name of your account. Next to it will have the little statistics little bar. And next to that is this little clock with an arrow around it. If you click that, that's where you save your archived posts. So I'm going to go back to one of my posts, and I'm going to click, surprise, surprise, the three little buttons at the top. And if I click on it, it says archive. And what it will do, if you click that button, it'll take it off of your feed and put it into the archive box. And I just told you where to find the archives. At any point in time, you can send it back to your feed if you want. But what happens
is it
means you're archiving it, you're not erasing it. And trust me, there are times when you want to go back and either look at a post, look at what someone commented, or you want to put it back on your feed. So
yeah.
I highly recommend you don't delete posts. I highly recommend you archive them. But the important message is you do need to go through your feed every once in a while and archive posts, because you don't have to keep every single one on there. If you kind of want a really nice look of your art, you can go back and think, oops, that one time I put that picture of my pig, I probably shouldn't have done, so I'm going to archive it. And that's
a great
way. Is there a
way to delete an image from your archive?
Yeah. If you are if you go back and you go into archive and you click on it and you click on the three dots, you have two choices. You can show it on your profile or you can delete it.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
You
good.
Can get rid of it.
That'll be great.
If it's, you know, a post that you absolutely hate and you never want to see again, sure, you can delete
never
it.
Never want to see it again. Okay.
Exactly.
And
so.
And I think we're almost at the end of our hour here, so I'm going to talk about one last thing, which Leslie will probably have to explain better than I, because I've never done this, but I did run through the process. You can upload multiple videos and photos to your story all at once. And in order to do that, you open with a little plus, you know, your story, tap the three dots, once again, those three dots that are in the, I think it's the bottom right corner of the photograph or video you're going to share. Tap share as post. Now that's the option there, share as post. And then you can edit it if you want to. So you can add those filters, tags, a caption, whatever you want, and then just go ahead and post as you normally would. And you can do that to your heart's content.
Yeah, I've never done that before. So I need
you
to do it.
Put them all up there. Once. Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of smart.
20 images. I personally, I want to see your garden, so there you go.
If you only got one thing from the show, you're so far ahead than where you were before you started listening. My guess is there's probably five or six things that you're like, oh my gosh, that you want to do. And they do, the whole reason for us sharing these is just to save you time and release some of that anger that you have when you're trying to create posts on your silly phone.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true, but you know, they are trying to make it easy for us.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that it's really important to get a little more, or just be able to do this a little more efficiently and quicker, because it takes a long time. And some of these little, I mean, just even knowing you could save a draft of a post, I think is huge. And don't feel bad if you don't know any of these, because there was a time that I didn't know any of these either.
No kidding.
Yeah. And it's not like they come out and send you an email and say, oh, you can do this now. I mean, they don't do that. They figure you're going to find it on your own, which is kind of frustrating. So,
well, we all just keep working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
So true.
Well, I hope everyone goes in there, deletes their history, and starts loading some video stories.
Yeah.
If we see a real flush of stories, we'll know why.
That's right. Cool. All right, Margaret. All right. Thank you. Fabulous show.
Thank you.
We
and
already have.
Week Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh,
we already have our next
two
shows
for next week.
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing some interviews in the weeks to come. Lisa Daria Kennedy just celebrated her ninth year of daily painting, and boy, does she mean it. She has painted a painting every day for 9 years, which is phenomenal as her career continues to just grow and blow my mind. And then this one took us a while to set up, but the following week, I believe it is, we'll be talking to Coley Wisson, who is an unbelievable painter from Australia. Anybody who's on Facebook has probably seen his paintings posted, and having taken a workshop with Coley, I can attest to the fact that he is a remarkable person, as well as one of the top painters from Australia, a gifted teacher. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah,
got a lot
I'm
to learn.
Very excited.
All right, Leslie.
Yeah. All right, my dear. Thank you. That
awesome.
Was a great show.
Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Take care.